thank you so much for tuning in to my good friend Matt Hammett today.
You're listening to the Lead Me.
The Lead Me Lifecast.
Good intentions are not enough. These are the practical and spiritual things.
Who you are at home makes all the difference in the world. I'm Matt Hammett, and thanks for listening to the Lead Me Lifecast. And I'm so grateful for everybody who's listening this week. You know, I'm here in my studio with my beautiful wife, Sarah.
Hello.
Sarah, you were really passionate about something you heard this week, and I really appreciated that. And so we both love listening to Andy Stanley from North Point Church in Alpharetta, Georgia. And so would you share what you heard from him this week that inspired you?
His current series is called Address the Mess. And I thought, oh, this is perfect. I'm a messy person. What is this going to, you know, I almost thought it would have to do with clutter, you know? So I was like, awesome. So I listened to it and it was super cool. It was just talking about, it's based on Romans 3:23, for everyone has sinned. I mean, we all know this. We fall short of God's glorious standard, right?
Yeah. New Living Translation.
Yeah. Then he read this C.S. Lewis quote at one point, and it was, when he watches two people quarrel, here's what I'm aware of. I see two people both appealing to a standard that neither of them created and neither of them can escape. There is definitely a standard, but we all kind of hold each other in contempt for not meeting the standard because we might be really good at certain standards, right?
Yep.
But you aren't as good as those standards as I am, and vice versa.
I would say for you and I felt like that really hit the nail on the head. A lot of times when people say, like, how did things change? And like, what are some of the big lessons you've learned? And I think for us, it's to stop holding each other in contempt for not reaching these standards that we think should be met all the time.
Yeah.
Now that's not to say that we can, you know, accept behaviors that are, you know, mean or, you know, we all fall short. Here's a quote that I put on my Facebook that Andy said, this week, when you see someone making a mess, instead of being critical, say to yourself, I know a mess when I see one because I am one. I love this because I think a lot of times we even like you and I in our marriage or even with our children, right? Like our friendships, definitely just peers out in the community. We can go, oh my goodness, I would never do that. Like, you know, they're not meeting a specific standard and oh, wow, gosh, you know? Instead of being critical or like, you know, with you, you know, I could be critical that you're not meeting my standards all the time. And you'd kind of live under that. I think for a long time, I mean, I think you were the first one. And we have said this on this program before. But for a long time, you had an issue with this, didn't you, in our marriage?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think for a lot of years in our marriage, I was definitely more focused on where you were lacking than where I was lacking. I mean, it's totally selfish. It's typical, right? But it took me a long time to actually understand, embrace, and accept. And so it was always easy for me to point at your physical mess because it's around me and in front of me.
Or my physical failures. I mean, they are failures for sure.
Yeah. But I'm saying, okay, so you look at dishes in a sink and you can point at the dishes in the sink and go, there it is. There's the mess. And I think for a long time, I failed to realize what the mess was in me that you couldn't just look at. It was like so easy to point my finger at your weakness, which was like right in front of my face, instead of looking at the ones of mine that were kind of concealed right inside. And so when I was able to recognize the mess that I was internally in many ways, that I was holding on to contempt, that I could be self-righteous, that I could often be judgmental. You know, actually there was a time when I really had a life change, and that life change for me was actually learning to accept my mess. Mm-hmm. And let Christ deal with it. When I realized that God loved me, even though and even if I never had it all together, something really changed inside of me. And I think I started being able to accept that it's okay that I don't really have it all together. And because I can accept myself, because God accepts me, now I can accept others as well.
I would say many, many marriages, either one or both, but a lot of times it is one person is just constantly disappointed. Like constantly there's a standard that that person, and we're not even talking, I'm not talking about things like, I mean, it could be big things, it could be little things, but a lot of times it's like, you know, I've told him I want him to do this. Like I want him to pick up his towel and I want him to pick up his underwear or whatever. And it's just, they're always irritated, you know?
Yeah.
I was just out to eat with my friends the other day and one of them is going through the same types of things. And I was expressing that I was in the position where I always felt like I was disappointing you. Like no matter what I was doing or how I was doing it, there was always this level of disappointment in how I felt you felt about me. It was always that specific area. It was that I just wasn't tidy enough.
Yeah.
And granted, you know, we've said this before, it definitely is an issue. It definitely is a shortfall. It's a problem, you know, but it was how I felt you loved me and the condition of your heart towards me. And it was, I always felt sort of oppressed by it. Just like always felt like I had a weight on my shoulders because you just...
And we figured out too, I mean, some of that can be carried on from your childhood.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
from habits. Like I think there were times for you that you felt that way even when I wasn't feeling anything. And then there was times for me that I felt like on an emotional level that you were never satisfied with what I could give.
Ooh,
emotionally.
That's true, yeah.
I felt like as a husband, in the way of giving you like emotional intimacy, like I was never enough for you. You always wanted more. Always wanted more. You know, the more connection, or I wasn't engaged enough, or I wasn't this enough, or I didn't say things right, or didn't interpret things right, or it was like, so I felt that too, but from a different angle.
Because
really, you know, even in times we go to counseling, it was like you were saying, I'm not happy with Matt because he's this way or that way too. So it was like, I was looking at physical things, you were looking at emotional things, and neither one of us felt like in those different ways we were meeting up to each other.
You're right, because the way I treated you when you weren't meeting those emotional needs was holding you in contempt and being unloving towards you. And so you know what? You're absolutely right.
There was a point when I couldn't approach you about my needs when it came to like with the house.
From your perspective.
From my perspective.
Right.
Without encountering defensiveness and hostility. But then you couldn't approach me and say, hey, I feel like you're being this way on an emotional or personal level without getting hostility or defensiveness from me.
Right.
And so it's kind of funny just like that, how that becomes a cycle. But both of us very clearly were looking at the mess of the other and not clearly seeing our own mess.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is the power of what Andy Stanley's saying, is that when you can recognize that you're a mess as well, there's a lot more grace that can happen in a marriage and any relationship. We want to change. We want to change. We work towards change, but there's got to be a lot of grace on the way.
I'd like to hit the mark in the standard. You know, I want to be the standard in every way, but I know that
that will fall short.
I'll fall short. Yeah.
It's like that John
Mayer
song.
And then just loving each other unconditionally when we fall short.
I love that that John Mayer song, In Repair.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in repair. I'm not together, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, that's a good song. So anyways, the challenge is, I'm going to read it again. This week, when you see someone making a mess, instead of being critical, say to yourself, I know a mess when I see one because I am one. That's Andy Stanley. Apply that challenge because I know I am. And it's changing my heart already just in a couple days.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'm Matt Hammett. Thanks again for listening to me and Sarah today. Hey, I want to refer you to a really great podcast. It's called the Full Circle Music Podcast with my buddy Seth Mosley. And you can actually find an interview that I did on there just last week. So go check out fullcirclemusic.org. And also don't forget to visit matthammettmusic.com. Have a great week.